Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Musim semi, pendengar, memang membawa kehidupan baru, tetapi juga menandai dimulainya musim serbuk sari di Australia, ketika rumput, tanaman, dan pepohonan melepaskan serbuk sari ke udara. Mempelajari bagaimana cara mengelola alergi yang dapat dipicu oleh hal ini sangatlah penting bagi Anda dan keluarga. Berikut ini rangkuman khusus Australia Explained yang disusun oleh Phil Tishak. Setelah musim dingin yang basah di Australia sebelah selatan, musim semi membawa hari-hari yang lebih hangat, langit cerah dan tanaman yang berbunga, disertai dengan banyak serbuk sari. Jika Anda mengalami mata gatal, hidung meler atau bersin terus-menerus, itu adalah hay fever atau rinitis alergi musiman. Dan jika serbuk sari sampai ke paru-paru Anda, hal ini dapat memicu asma yang diakibatkan oleh alergi. Kondisi ini, pendengar, merupakan masalah kesehatan alergi yang paling umum di Australia dan kemungkinan besar Anda atau orang terdekat Anda mengalaminya. Bergabung dalam Australia Explained episode kali ini untuk menjelaskan lebih lanjut adalah Associate Professor Joy Lee, seorang dokter bidang pernapasan dan alergi dan juga ketua bersama di Respiratory Allergy Stream di National Allergy Center of Excellence.
Grass pollen is a major cause of allergic rhinitis, also known as hay fever, and seasonal allergic asthma. So together these are known as respiratory allergies. Respiratory allergy is actually the most common allergic problem in Australia. About a quarter of the Australian population can be said to be affected by hay fever, and about 10%, nearly like 3 million, will have asthma. And also the two often coexist. So if you have one, you have a high risk of having the other.
Serbuk sari dari rumput gandum hitam ini merupakan salah satu penyebab utama rinitis alergi atau hay fever di Australia, khususnya di bagian tenggara negara bagian Victoria, New South Wales, dan Australian Capital Territory atau ACT, jelas Profesor Lee.
So introduced grass, so it tends to be these introduced grasses that are more the issue rather than native grasses. And that starts pollinating in September, October, peaking in November, with the end of the season coming towards December and January. Other parts of Australia, like Queensland, for example, there may be more tropical grasses, and they may have later seasons, so they might go into the summer, like January, February, March.
Jika Anda mengalami hay fever, ini berarti sistem kekebalan tubuh Anda yang biasanya melindungi Anda dari penyakit bereaksi berlebihan terhadap serbuk sari. Reaksi berlebihan ini memicu peradangan pada hidung, mata, dan saluran pernapasan Anda yang menyebabkan gejala-gejala alergi yang mengganggu.
So when it's in contact with the eyes and nose, for example, that triggers the symptoms of hay fever, what we call inflammation, which is like a release of different chemicals from cells, which causes things like swelling, itching. If we inhale it lower into our respiratory systems, then you get inflammation in the airways in the lungs, and then you get your symptoms of asthma.
Michaela Diaz tinggal di Brisbane, pendengar, dan telah merasakan dampak parah hay fever dan jenis alergi musim semi lainnya selama bertahun-tahun.
Actually quite anxiety inducing because you never know how bad it's going to be. You never know what the weather's actually going to throw you. The symptoms are quite chronic. They can actually leave me housebound, and they range from really itchy skin and hives to sneezing and coughing and a lot of sinus symptoms, block nose, things like that, itchy eyes and watering eyes as well, which kind of makes you look like a bit of a zombie sometimes.
Meskipun alergi musim semi dapat menyebabkan stres dan ketidaknyamanan, Michaela menjadi mahir dalam mengelola kondisinya tersebut.
When we're coming towards that springtime, it's making sure I have the right medications on deck, that I'm taking them at the right time, and that I'm on top of that so that my body is prepared to battle all of those fun environmental factors. When I open my windows in my house, or where I open my windows in my house, depending on the wind, or taking sheets to a laundromat to dry instead of hanging them out, it's all about minimizing that risk in whatever way works for the individual.
Tenaga kesehatan profesional seperti dokter umum atau apoteker setempat merupakan tempat terbaik untuk berkonsultasi jika Anda khawatir tentang hay fever dan alergi musim semi. Dr. Duncan McKinnon bekerja sebagai dokter umum di wilayah New South Wales. Ia mengatakan bahwa keluhan pernapasan seperti hay fever dan asma yang dipicu alergi mencakup sekitar seperempat dari beban kerja kliniknya selama musim semi dan musim panas.
The important thing to do is teach people, give them the information so that they can manage these conditions themselves. And if you teach them how to help themselves, how to avoid it and what to treat it with, and most of this is treated with over-the-counter medications so that they don't need to see or seek health advice all the time. And I think the most important thing with asthma is that if you have a cough, you're wheezing and you find it difficult to catch your breath and it's the first time this has happened, you need to seek medical advice.
Obat-obatan bebas seperti antihistamin dan semprotan hidung atau nasal spray tersedia di apotek setempat dan bisa membantu meredakan beberapa gejala umum dari hay fever. Namun, Dr. McKinnon menekankan bahwa penting juga untuk mempertimbangkan cara meminimalkan atau mencegah timbulnya gejala, selain juga meredakan gejala yang muncul.
So, both for hay fever and asthma, there are relievers and preventers. And the relievers mostly are in the form of an antihistamine or salbutamol for asthma, that's Ventolin. So they just relieve the problem for a short period of time. There are some decongestants that you can get for hay fever, but they shouldn't be used more than a day or two at a time.
Dalam hal perawatan pencegahan pendengar, dokter umum Anda mungkin menyarankan penggunaan obat kortikosteroid untuk melawan respons peradangan alergi, seperti misalnya kortikosteroid intranasal untuk hay fever atau kortikosteroid inhalasi untuk asma yang dipicu oleh alergi.
The real management of these things is very, very low dose steroids in a nasal spray or an oral spray that we might choose to use. If you use a steroid, it takes a week to start to work because they're very low dose, but you need to start taking it now so that in a week's time you're not suffering from the same problem. In the meantime, if, for instance, with hay fever, you might use an antihistamine nasal spray and that can just give you some short-term relief.
Saran serupa disampaikan oleh Profesor Lee yang menjelaskan bahwa ada berbagai tes diagnostik dan perawatan yang tersedia untuk alergi tergantung pada tingkat keparahan gejala.
You can get a referral to see a specialist like an allergist, immunologist, where we can do more specific testing like skin prick testing, for example, checking different allergen sensitizations, and we can offer something called immunotherapy. And it's basically extract of the allergen that we think is causing your problems, if it's available. And we give it to people in small doses to try and get the immune system, instead of having that overreaction when it's exposed to the allergen, to become what we call desensitized or more used to it.
Profesor Lee mengatakan bahwa jumlah serbuk sari di udara ini dapat berubah setiap hari. Sumber informasi terkait jumlah dan perkiraan serbuk sari tersedia secara daring atau online dan juga melalui aplikasi ponsel.
So they can help predict if it's going to be a very bad pollen day. So often it gets graded like mild, moderate, severe, extreme. So if you know it's going to be an extreme pollen day and you're susceptible to that, probably want to try and make plans to not be outside too much on that day.
Ada juga peristiwa cuaca tertentu yang perlu diwaspadai selama musim alergi saat musim semi, termasuk fenomena yang disebut sebagai thunderstorm asthma, ketika badai terjadi pada hari saat jumlah serbuk sari sedang tinggi, seperti yang dijelaskan oleh Dr. McKinnon berikut ini.
So it's a perfect storm, so to speak. Thunderstorm asthma is that perfect match of humidity, warmth, season, and wind. And it causes a massive release of pollen into the air from all of the trees and all of the grasses all at once.
Selama peristiwa cuaca ini pendengar, bagi orang-orang yang rentan terhadap alergi dan asma, Dr. McKinnon menyarankan untuk menutup jendela dan pintu, menghindari keluar rumah, atau jika Anda harus keluar, pertimbangkan untuk mengenakan kacamata hitam dan masker wajah.
In terms of asthma, which can be life-threatening, it's really important that the diagnosis is made and that you become familiar with the treatment strategies. If you're finding it difficult to breathe, really difficult to breathe, you call an ambulance. But if you are finding it difficult to breathe, you can go to an urgent care clinic, you can go to your GP, or you can go to your hospital.
Profesor Lee juga mengatakan bahwa bersiap menghadapi alergi musim semi berarti memiliki rencana pengelolaannya. Demikian tadi pendengar, rangkuman khusus Australia Explained terkait dengan hay fever dan asma ketika musim semi yang disusun oleh Phil Cisek dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.